Gee, I wonder what it is to prepare a chicken cream now, huh?
Swallow.
Hmm? Oh. That's better.
What was you gabbing about?
Oh, boy. I wasn't gabbing, Jimmy. I just said, I wonder what Elizabeth would say if she could see me now.
She'd probably say, don't talk with your mouth full. Where's your manners?
Oh, no, I mean, what would she say if she could see us here, out under this tree, huh? Sitting on the grass, huh? Eating. And, well, you know, having a sort of a picnic.
Oh, so this trip is a sort of a picnic for you, huh?
Oh, no, Jimmy. Well, we had a tough time of it so far.
That's all right. I'll say we have. What we've been through since we left Elizabeth.
Boy. But everything's going to be all right. You know what that bozo said? A bum?
What bozo?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what bozo. I mean, I just know what he said. He said, a bum?
A bum?
Yeah, a bum.
What's a bum got to do with us?
Oh, wait a minute, will you, Jimmy? You didn't let me finish what I was saying. This is a kind of a saying, you know. A bum start means a swell finish, see?
The way we're starting, we should come back millionaires.
Gee, if we get back with $2,000 for our gas station, I'll be satisfied.
Don't worry, Robbie. Remember, when a bum starts out, he comes back a swell.
That's all right. Hey, Jimmy, here's the last sandwich. It's a hamburger. Here.
I couldn't eat another bite. Boy, have we made up for meals we missed yesterday.
Oh, boy, I'll say. I gotta let me belt out. Hey, I'm gonna wrap up this sandwich, huh? Maybe we'll meet some tramp that's hungry like we was.
Hey, are you insinuating that we're tramps?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. It's just if we should see some guy what's hungry, we could give him a sandwich, huh?
That's a good idea. And boy, was I hungry last night.
Yeah, them pies we should have ate, huh?
Hey, wait.
What?
Here's a swell idea.
What, Jimmy?
Oh, well, look at this one. What's the matter with us having a hot dog stand right on the lot with our gasoline station?
Hey, that's a great idea. It certainly is. Hey, and look, then while they get gas, they go to eat too, huh? A filling station for man and motor. Hey, how's that for a slogan, Jimmy?
Wait a minute. What was that you said?
I say, a filling station for man and motor.
You didn't write that no place, did you?
No, I just happened to think of it.
Out of that beam?
Well, sure.
You know you've got an idea there, don't you?
Is that good?
Is it good? A filling station for man and motor.
Do you like that, Jimmy?
The M&M filling station.
Say, that would be all right, the M&M, huh?
Do I have ideas or not?
Say, that's all right.
That's all right. And do you... Listen, brother. I've got to watch you.
Why?
You're getting beyond me, maybe.
Thanks, Jimmy.
And here's something else.
What?
You remember how pretty them trees was along the sidewalks in Camden?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have some around our station. It enhances the beauty.
It what?
It enhances the beauty.
What's that mean, Jimmy?
Enhances, increases, makes it better, and increases the beauty.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess that's $1.25 word, isn't it?
Hey, that's all right. Increases the beauty.
Really?
Yeah, just like this blue sweater does to me, huh?
Yeah. Oh, boy, do I feel good.
Me too, Jimmy G. I feel so good I could sing. Hey, let's sing something, huh?
I don't know any of them new songs.
Well, sing the old ones. The old ones is best anyway. Come on, sing a good old song, Jimmy. Go on. Reach way back and pull one out, huh?
Oh, no, let's see. How's Ragtime Cowboy Joe?
That's good. That's fine. Go ahead. You start it.
All right. He always sings
the ranky music to the cattle as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That a syncopated, gaited, and a such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater how they run. When they hear the fellow's gone, because the western folks all know, he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Ah.
It wasn't so bad, Jimmy. Gee, I like them old songs.
I do, too. Well, I'm going to turn over and take a nice little snooze.
All right, Jimmy. I'm a little tired, too.
Hmm.
Hey, I'll put this sandwich in the back of the car. Hey, I just thought of something. I got a look in this grip of mine.
Well, don't make no racket.
I won't. I'll be quiet. It should be right in here. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy.
I thought you wasn't going to make no racket.
Jimmy, listen. Listen, I think I got to go back to Elizabeth.
Huh?
I said I think I got to go back to Elizabeth.
You're thinking again.
Oh, wait till I take another look. No, Jimmy. It ain't here, Jimmy.
It ain't here.
It ain't here, Jimmy.
Well, I don't care what it is. You're going to wait a year to get it.
I forgot it, Jimmy, and I got to go back and get it.
What did you leave? Your cane? Or maybe your manicure set?
No, Jimmy. I got to go. I got to go back.
What did you leave? Your silk hat?
I left it right on me bureau.
Well, what is it? What is it?
I'm going to have to turn around and go back. Of course, I can't go on any further without it, Jimmy.
All right. Go back if you won't tell me what it is.
Jimmy, right on me bureau, I left standing the picture of Elizabeth Frost.
No. And you want me to turn back for that?
Well, Jimmy, I got to have it, because, look, I want to look at it every night before I go to sleep.
Listen, Robbie, listen. You're not going back for that picture if you never get one.
Oh, look, Jimmy, I promised her I'd take it with me, and now, look, I forgot it, and I ain't got it, and I don't feel right about it, Jimmy.
Miles and miles back and miles and miles back again.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't want to argue with you, but I got to go back and get that picture.
Nothing doing.
Oh, look, supposing Elizabeth should come over to see my grandma, see? What she's probably doing right this very minute, and then she'll see the picture that I was supposed to take and that I promised her I'd take, and then, well, look, what's she going to think of me, Jimmy? Oh, I got to go back.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, Jimmy.
Come here.
What?
Come over here.
Oh, no, I can't.
Come on and sit down in the grass now.
What?
You're getting all head up.
I know, but...
Tramping up and down that way.
Gee, Jimmy, I can't go on without a picture.
Sit down, will you?
Oh, gee, what?
No, that's better.
What?
Now, look, Robbie.
What?
I'm sorry you forgot the picture.
Well?
I know you're crazy about that, Jim.
Well, then you'll come back with me, won't you, Jimmy?
No, Bobby, I will not.
Why,
but
now,
I'll
look...
do this. Wait a minute now. I'll let you spend 4 bits to send a telegram. A night letter to your grandma and have her send a picture to general delivery to Philadelphia. And it'll be here in a day. Maybe 2 days at the most.
Oh, general delivery to Philadelphia?
Certainly.
Could she do that?
Certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Parcel post.
Gee, that would be quicker than going back, wouldn't it?
Well, certainly it would. And it'll save you 2 or 3 days of worrying. Believe me, you're no good when you're worrying like this.
Oh, gee, Jimmy, that's great. Gee, you're always thinking about me, aren't you?
Ah, forget it.
Well, look, come on. Let's be going, huh? We'll go on into Philadelphia and send a telegram, huh? Come
on.
No. What?
No, we're going to send a night letter.
Oh.
And they don't take them only at night.
Oh, night letter.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Now, just lay down on a nice soft grass here under the tree, and we'll grab an hour or so of shut-eye. You didn't get no rest last night on that beam.
Hey, you didn't either. I'll bet you're tired, Jimmy.
Really, I could clip off a few coupons to sleep myself.
Oh, boy. Ain't this swell laying out here in the grass under these nice big trees like this, huh?
Oh, boy, am I tired.
Oh, boy, this is all right.
Oh.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, I don't want you to think that I don't appreciate you letting me send a telegram for the picture. But our dough, it's half yours, you know. Just like it is mine. You know, Jimmy, sometimes I think you ride me pretty hard, but... Well, you know, it's just your way, I guess, huh? You don't mean nothing by it. Do you, Jimmy? All the time you're just thinking about my good. Ain't you, Jimmy? Ain't that right? Jimmy? Well, can you imagine that mug? He's sound asleep. Oh, boy, I wish I had that picture.